T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to split this one up too. Ron Rivera, Scott Turner. Every game you play Kyle Allen is a waste of time. You had a developmental season and you decided not to develop. This was wrong. Every step of this process is wrong. I don't care how well he plays or how poorly he plays, or you signed up for this roller coaster ride. This was a mistake. Now, this week is kind of an exception because Haskins was sick and missed so much time and may not have been the right thing to have him play this week, but he shouldn't be benched.
What's funny, Danny,
into the third
is he wouldn't
string.
Have played either of the last two games anyway.
Yeah, I know, which is funny. But the act happened before, where you made the first-round pick from last year a third-string, hey, stay after practice and throw to our practice squad tight end to get yourself some reps. And you inserted Kyle Allen, who's friends with the offensive coordinator. These games are now kind of an official silly season waste of time. We'll pick them apart and analyze and do all the right things because that's what we're supposed to do. But this year went from having a point to that point's gone, so now what are we doing? And I can't believe that people are okay with it. So that's my guess.
You don't care that the offense was better yesterday than it has been.
4.9 yards per play, which would be 26 in the league in the NFL against the worst team they've played. Again, it's hard for me to say that it was that much better. Different things happened, right, where Kyle Allen made some plays.
24 first downs, which would be a season high. They were 8 of 15 on third down. They haven't had more than 5 third down conversions all year. They had 337 net yards, which is second best all year to the Baltimore game, which was all in garbage time. And it was the same number of yards, basically.
Against a much better team, yeah, absolutely.
They had 251 net yards passing. They hadn't had more than 206 in any game other than the Baltimore garbage time game. They had 29 yards last to sacks, which would be second best of the six games. 6.7 yards per attempt, a full yard better than any other game this year. 4.9 yards per play, you're right, not good. I'm not saying that it will be or is. Kyle Allen's not good. Not explosive enough, but would be 27th. Instead, they're 32nd. 6.6 yards per play, per passing play, would be 23rd. Instead, this year, they're 22nd. They had 5-10 play drives. They never had three with Haskins. They had 1-3 and out. Haskins, 4 games, they had 5-3, 4-3. 45-plus yard drives, they had 5. They never had 4 with Haskins. 70-yard drives, 4 of their 8 drives went for 70 yards. The 4 games with Haskins, they had 0-0-1 and 2 70-yard drives. I mean, they were a lot better yesterday moving the football than they've been at any point this year.
Against the worst team they'll play, and you're right, they did better against the second or third worst team in the league.
But I'm going to re-ask my question, because maybe the answer is no. I asked the question for a reason. I think it's fair to say no to this. Their offense is going to be better with this guy at quarterback. I think we kind of knew that. The question is, does that matter? I think it's very reasonable that someone could say no to that.
Right, and to me the answer is no, clearly. And again, but the idea that it's this giant gap, I just don't see. Now, they'll move the ball better against Dallas because Dallas is a terrible defense. They're the worst defense maybe in the history of the sport through a handful of weeks. But I would have loved to have seen this group do it against Baltimore just to have an apples to apples. You're not going to get that, but the opponent matters. The context matters, certainly. They've been the
but
worst
unless
in the
they
league
don't,
on third
right?
downs.
I mean, that's the tough thing for me is I just got to kind of react to what we get. Like, they're going to play good defenses too, but if they should do that against New York, they're bad. Well, New York's defense came in top 10, basically, in the league in terms of yards and things like that.
Against the Rams, they got dominated, even in that first half.
Their quarterback was on the field for a quarter and 4 minutes, I think, something like that.
Five drives, 2-3 and outs, a couple 5-yard
drives.
You
keep talking about the Rams.
Drives.
I'm just talking about the one game he's played, you know, where he got the ball back and they went on a drive and they went the length of the field to tie the game at the end, which we've never seen Haskins do.
Again, we're talking about the sample of this, and this is the sample we have. The idea that this offense is that much better when they've averaged whatever they have, 14.5 points per game. One defense is atrocious, and they moved the ball better against the Giants than they did against the Rams or the Ravens in terms of when the game was in the balance. That's without question. But I think the opponent matters, and I think, again, the some of the designs and things that they figured out that they
can do. I think the Giants' defense, though, is better than some of the defenses they played early this season. I mean, the Giants are a bad team. That doesn't mean their defense stinks. And here's what I don't want. I don't want to become like the Kyle Allen guy, because I ain't the kind of Kyle Allen guy. I can tell you that right now. But what I'm saying is, yesterday they had 8 drives. Half of the time they went 70 yards. In 4 games with Haskins this year, they did that 0-0-1-2 times. They did it 4 times yesterday. 45 yards is kind of the metric that coaches use on a drive to say we're getting points. Because if you take over on average at the 25, that gets you into field goal range. They did that on 5 of their 8 drives. They haven't done it 4 times in any of the games Haskins played in. They did it 3 times at most in his games. They went 3-and-out once. And by the way, it was a bad Kyle Allen play that led to the 3-and-out. It was a throw at McLaurin's feet on a 3rd down on the first drive of the second half. But on 8 drives, they had 1 3-and-out. With Haskins at quarterback, they had 5 3-and-outs, 3 3-and-outs, 4 3-and-outs, and 3 3-and-outs. So I think they were decidedly more competent at staying on the field, sustaining drives, keeping the defense fresh in a game in which yesterday they gave up 13 points. I mean, there were a lot of good things in that area. But, yes, I would agree if you're looking for – and we said this, I think, before they went to Kyle Allen. If you're looking for the greatest show on turf, Rams all of a sudden, they're not walking through the door.
No, that's not offense, available to them.
That's not happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.